By the time he was three, we were aware that there was pretty high anxiety, there were behavioral issues, and he actually received his first psychiatric diagnosis at 3 years old. And by the time he was 25, he had accumulated 13 different psychiatric diagnoses. So he's a very complex case with presenting a variety of issues that have been difficult to address.
How successful have you been over the years in treating your son or finding someone to treat your son in the proper way?
It's been a huge challenge. You know, I can say that we're a family that have intellectual and educational and financial resources to find care for him and have really struggled to find appropriate support and care. Part of the problem is that he's been difficult to diagnose and difficult to treat. The other part was it was such a lonely business for me, looking for appropriate people to help him. So it became a full-time job for me. I pretty much dropped out of sight for about 20 years.
What do you mean by lonely? That there weren't other people out there with similar situations that you knew of?
That's right. I mean, there were a couple of organizations that I, support groups that I became involved in peripherally, but found out that they weren't really helping in the ways that I needed. So I just felt like often I was on my own searching for, you know, the person who could finally make the right diagnosis or identify the right behavior plan or come up with the right kind of program in school for him that he could be successful with.
And I guess this would be a challenge for mental health providers because, you know, every person that suffers from mental illness has different characteristics, different things that they need that are not going to be same across the board.
I think that's a huge challenge. I think every case is unique, and even someone whose diagnosis fits a classic psychiatric diagnosis that's in what's called the DSM-IV manual, they may metabolize medication differently. So, you know, the medication that works for someone else with that diagnosis may not work for them or may work differently. And there's an awful lot of trial and error and flying in the dark in terms of medication.
You've been at this for 25 years. I would imagine you've gotten down to some sort of routine and some understanding, probably a lot of understanding about how the system works. In your opinion, what needs to happen to make the job a lot easier for parents who have younger children that are dealing with mental illness?
I think we need much more open conversation about mental illness. I think we need to be able to talk about mental illness with the same comfort level that we talk about physical illness. I think we need to have quality mental health services that are just as accessible as services for people with physical illness. I think we need to find ways to fill the gaps in availability and access to mental health care and support for the families.
Fran, maybe you can tell us a little bit. I think for people who don't understand, when somebody in the family has a mental illness, it affects the entire family. Maybe you can kind of go into that a little bit.
In our situation, my son was a black hole and was this vortex into which all of us were drawn. I have a wonderful daughter who has always been wonderful with my son, and we thought she was doing great until she was a junior in high school and literally fell apart. It was diagnosed with PTSD, and it was all secondary to the chaos of growing up and living with a brother who had so much dysfunction and created so much dysfunction in the family. As you can imagine, it created a huge stress on our marriage, and ultimately the marriage fell apart, and largely as a result of the stress on the family.
Can you tell me, how are things going with your son now?
Well, I can tell you in the last 3 months, we have been extraordinarily fortunate to have identified his underlying diagnosis, and I have to tell you that that happened because of a story on NPR about a kid who happened to have exactly the same constellation of symptoms as my son.
Mm.
We were able to contact the psychiatrist who was treating that individual, who is now treating my son, and has put him on an experimental medication, which has had a dramatic impact on his symptoms. So at this point, a very happy point in the story.
Fran Ludwig, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ray. It's a pleasure talking with you.